For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I mean, we're going to be honest. It wasn't a lot. In pertaining to, like, of interest, there wasn't a lot going on in that game of guys that are going to make impacts on this team. But there was one thing that was noteworthy for you, Clint.
Oh, absolutely. And it's the same thing that's been noteworthy and topic of conversation over the last handful of weeks. The only on-field action worth noting for me was Cam Akers once again. Cam Akers went out there, and in a handful of plays, whether you're talking about hitting a crease where the play is designed to go, or you're talking about seeing that the wall is built and you have nowhere to go and the cutback, and he goes and gets a first down. You see that he gets up there in traffic, and all of a sudden he starts these spin moves, the ability to make people miss, the twitch and the change of direction to go get extra when it's not necessarily blocked up perfect was on full display once again. And Cam Akers is, like I said before, it's crazy to me to think that this guy is as good as he is right now. I was just stoked that, hey, Cam's healthy, and after two Achilles tears, this dude can go.
When he first got here, did you think he was going to make this team?
No. Well, no, make the team, yeah. I thought it was.
When he first got here.
Yeah, remember we talked about, like, I thought it was a long play. Like, you don't sign him if you're going to sign him for 2 weeks and cut him.
Yeah.
Like, to me, the Cam Akers deal is a longer play. Now, whether that's on IR or you know, however you got to do it, like, I never thought he would be in this conversation about one of the top two backs on this football team. And I don't know how anybody in their right mind that's watched the Texans the last season and now for a preseason, four football games, I don't know how anybody in their right mind doesn't go, I would rather, whatever carries Joe Mixon doesn't have, whenever Joe Mixon is blowed and he got to get out of the game, when we spell him in the first half to make sure we have him in the fourth half, I mean, in the fourth quarter, the guy we want to give that football to, the best guy toting that rock for the Houston Texans right now is Cam Akers. And I don't know how anybody that watches.
I was floored he was playing so deep into the game.
Ron, he was
returning. He was in the third quarter.
Bro, he was returning a kick with 2 minutes to go in the game.
I missed that.
They kicked out of the back of the end zone, but he was back to return a kick.
Like, he's making the team, right, fellas?
Absolutely.
Cam Akers is making the team, right?
My fantasy football team hopes so.
Why is he returning punts?
There's a kick.
A kickoff. Why is he returning kick? Why is he returning?
Testing his health, like, up to that last minute in the preseason?
Well,
I don't know.
We talked about it in the post game. Maybe it was the last opportunity.
They didn't test Davis's health.
Yeah, right? Maybe it was the last opportunity to see him with this new kickoff return.
Maybe, yeah.
And they're just trying to – I mean, hell, if I were them and I'm watching that game and I'm watching Cam Akers do it again, I'm like, well, this guy's on the team. And if he's on the team, he's going to need to help. He's going to be one of the guys that could potentially be a return guy. Well, we got one return left. Y'all want to see one live action? They kicked it out of the back of the end zone. So, I mean, I could see where, whether it was by plan or it's the way the game unfolded, I could see where it would be beneficial to have him back there to see what he can do. So, this is the football me talk. Like, this is just, like, I don't know how, Ron, I don't know how anybody – in there, and I'm convinced.
By the way, I want to say, I think he's going to make the team, but I did find it odd how often he was playing.
Yeah.
And how late in the game he was playing. Like, when you saw Brevin Jordan, they said, Brevin, hey, dog, you ain't got to put on pads today, baby.
Don't even put them on.
Blake Fisher, you ain't even got to put on pads today, but we thinking this is going to be your number two back. Because they had another back over there that didn't dress.
Mm-hmm.
They thought this is going to be your number two.
Dari Agumbawale didn't even dress.
They had another guy over there thinking, this guy's playing into the third quarter as a back.
Mm-hmm.
I think all them damn spins happened in the second half. Them three spins. And now he's returning kicks in the fourth. That was just odd to me. Like, why the hell? Have we seen enough?
It is gonna be very, very, very interesting if the first time 28 comes out the game, if 31's back there toting a rock.
I wish, because listen, as you said, there is nobody. Somebody could have just been dropped here on Mars. and just watch this for a little bit and know, okay, that 22 guy should probably play after that 28 guy. Or anybody who doesn't know football very well. But based off everything they did, Clint, I mean, it feels like this should be a slam dunk on who would get the ball if,
come on, man,
if Mixon comes off the field. But you hear what they're saying both after the game, I mean, defiant on Damian Pierce. And then and then today when D'Amico spoke again, I've seen enough on the field and in games that he's done enough. That I'm not 100% certain. That
did he double down on his post-game comments?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I hadn't heard that today.
You hadn't heard that. You have that. Tyler, I know it's close.
The post-game comments, like,
he was defiant in the post-game.
I mean, 3 days before the game, my man said he just needs more opportunities and we got to block it up better. And yeah. then after the ball game, he said,
he almost answered in a way of like, yeah,
like dismissive. Yeah.
Yeah, like he's seen enough.
What are y'all talking about? I've seen enough.
And then today, he was asked again about he answered the question about Mechie and Damian Pierce, but he was asked about Damian Pierce today, and he doubled down on it.
Yeah, our decisions will be made on the roster, guys, over the next couple of days, and you guys will know. We still have a lot of things to work through when it comes to the roster. And when you talk about those guys specifically, Mechie and Damian, I think both guys, they've done really well in practice settings and also in the game. So both guys, I've seen, I know what those guys are about. I know who they are as people. And so, but we'll see, you guys will see those decisions here over the next couple of days.
Know what they did, practice and in games. Knows who they are as people, too.
Yeah, I mean, look, I told you that the
so I'm not convinced who gets the ball.
It's interesting to move off the stance of needs more reps, we got to block it better, to all of a sudden you've seen enough. Like that's just wild. I mean, that's wild. So we'll see what I mean. Obviously, he's playing his cards tight to vest. Yeah. We'll see what how it all unfolds.
Now, I'm not saying it won't be Cam Akers against the Colts when he needs a blow, when Mixon needs a blow, and I'm not saying it will. I don't know based off what he said and what the actions were. Like, I mean, one guy's playing in the fourth quarter. And the other guy, they said, hey, baby, we've seen enough. You ain't got a dress. It's an interesting show of it. All right, coming up, we'll look at what D'Amico Ryans had to say about his star young defensive end, Will Anderson Jr., who we haven't seen practice.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.